Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of June 2016, and this is the 388th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm recording this quite early today, and I'm also recording it in the back room. The back room is where most of my recordings have been done, but just recently, just in these colder, darker days, I've needed the heater on, and so I've wanted to just use one room where I can have the heater on, and so I've opted for the front, which is a bit easier to heat and a bit more versatile. But today's been a beautiful day, and the sun comes round here in the evening when it's not overcast. That is in the summer. In the winter, as it is now, the sun comes round in the early afternoon, and I'm just catching the last of the direct sun anyway at 3:15. It won't get dark for another couple of hours, but the light goes round behind the house, and I do get a bit of sun in the bathroom. So maybe I could have an early bath, that would be nice, but I think I would have to be pretty quick to catch it now. The other reason I'm recording early is that I had very, very little sleep last night. A mole took me longer and longer and longer, and it was nearly midnight when I finished, and then my alarm went off at 4:30 this morning for a verbal to visual webinar. So I'm sort of expecting that jet lag is going to knock me out at some point, and I wanted to make sure that the podcast was done before that happens. At the moment, I feel perfectly fine. And all the more fine because this morning, for the first time since, well, for 6 days, I think, I was able to go for a walk up on Knocklofty. In fact, it's been more than 6 days. It's been about 9 days since I've been able to go walking. And I realised how out of breath I was, you know, even with the first bit of hill. And so it was lovely. I was able to go quite slowly because I didn't have any particular thing I had to get back to. I didn't have a particular time I needed to get back for. So I was able to sort of stroll up and stop and listen to the birds and just breathe in the eucalyptus leaves, that lovely fresh scent, and even observe a little bit of ice on the muddy puddle at the top of the hill. We don't very often get ice, so it's a bit exciting, even though it must seem a little bit absurd to some of you. And I would have liked to have had a beautiful pool to take a photograph of the ice of, but I've just got that rather muddy puddle. However, that is what's going to go with today's podcast. And perhaps it is a bit apt given how weirdly the world seems to be going today. What strange decisions seem to be happening and what monkey business is going on. So a muddy pool may be quite appropriate, but when I was taking that photograph, it was within the spirit of being out in the bush again and being able to walk and smell these smells and look at the snow on the mountain. It was just a very, very beautiful morning, and it was a good way to start the day. The webinar was at 5, from 5 till 6, so it was still quite dark when we finished. And so I did some drawing. I started on my intentions for the next 2 days, or Saturday and Sunday this week. And I did that until it was time to go for a cup of tea and a quiz to the Lansdowne Cafe. And then after that, I went for this lovely walk and promised myself a sleep afterwards. But I found when I lay down, I was quite alert, so I didn't do that. I'm keeping my day quite simple today. There are three things that I would like to do, or four things, I should say. One of which has happened, which is the walk, and the second is doing this podcast. I want to do some translating, and I want to finish that drawing as well, of the intentions. So between those things, I think it'll have been a really lovely day, and it feels a bit like a rest day after the marathon of yesterday. I find that it's taking me longer and longer to do the moles, and I'm not quite sure how that's evolved. I think there's a point in which they will be too long. I mean, they'll be less enjoyable for everybody if they become too long. So I need to rein myself in a bit sometimes. But anyway, it's an enjoyable thing to do. I do hope that whatever you're doing today, that you can do it with equanimity and in gentleness, and that you can lose yourself in your creative work and or with company or with your own your own meditative self, I think is how I want to put it. I do hope that your day ahead is great if you're about to embark on it, that you can enjoy it, and that if you're at the end of your day, that you sleep peacefully. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I hope you had a good Friday, and I hope you have a great Sunday as well. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.